wherever you are in your life today, maybe you're struggling in some financial situation, or maybe you're in a relationship battle, or maybe you are right now in the middle of a really difficult time where you've received some diagnosis from the doctor, or you're scared to death because you're seeing the manifestation of sickness in your body. I'm here to encourage you today that it is possible to be healed from sickness. It is possible to be delivered from depression. It is possible to not be living in financial lack, but that your bank account, it's overflowing. It is possible that your relationships can be restored, that you are waking up every day knowing that you're doing what God called you to do. I have with us a very special guest, Tommy Combs, an international church builder, Bible school builder, an orphanage builder, Bible teacher, businessman, professional speaker, and so much more. My good friend, a man whose television program, The Living Word, has reached more than 194 nations around the world, is here today to help you and I discover the strategies, the possibility that God planted inside of you. And it's found in his new book, This Blood's for You. It's 39 stripes for your salvation. It's full of healing power. It's full of understanding. It's full of revelation. It's full of what God has appointed for you to discover today. I'm Damon Davis, and I don't want you to touch the dial. I want you to Facebook someone. I want you to get on Twitter, call somebody, tell them to tune into this program, because I promise you, this program can be the shift in your reality today to help move you forward on the life that God has in store for you. Pastor Tommy, it is awesome to have you here.
Honor to be with you. God bless you.
I just get so excited when you're here because it reminds me of my childhood. I lived with my grandma and my grandpa. Both, you know, he was a pastor for many years. In fact, I'm seven generations pastors. But you know what? I remember growing up and my grandmother, she'd be in the other end of the house and I'd hear her praying. I'd hear her pleading the blood of Jesus. Woo!
Yes, that background is the same background I grew up in. My grandmother and grandfather would not let us, all of us kids, go to bed until we knelt by the fireplace.
All
that
right.
was our warmth.
All right.
And plead the blood of Jesus in prayer, and it wasn't short either.
All right.
I mean, grandma would keep you there, then she'd get up and walk a while.
All right. You know, and then come back.
They'd come back.
Pray some more.
And that changed our lives as families.
Oh, yeah. Some people know what that's all about. What's in the blood, Pastor Tommy?
In the blood is life, the creation of life. Life itself exists in the blood of Jesus. But it goes all the way back to the blood covenant.
Yeah.
We go all the way back when the animals were killed to cover the sin of Adam and Eve. It goes back to the covenant with Abraham.
Yeah.
So the blood covenant has always been there in God's plan, and it's still God's plan. And that's what I'm trying to do with this book. I want to bring back that old path you talk about.
Oh, yeah. The path that works.
Yes.
You know, because the blood always works.
Always.
Not some of the time, not part of the time. The blood works all the time. Am I right?
In every aspect, from financial to mental, physical, emotional, prosperity, you name it, it's all should be covered by the blood.
That's good. It's important, isn't it?
It's important. That's the reason we did the book, Change Lives.
There's some people right now that need a miracle. They need God to show up, and he's going to. You're a pastor. You travel the world. You speak in churches all across the globe. You plant schools that teach the miracle working power of God. You're in the trenches. You're in the field. What do you see?
We have folks in church each and every day worshiping God.
Yeah.
But the moment they get in the car and head home, the enemy comes.
Yeah.
You got caught up in all that emotion. That really didn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. Those migraines didn't really go away. You're going to still have them.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, devil.
Yeah.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Get out of my car.
Amen.
Take authority over him.
And taking authority is understanding what the blood is and what those stripes can do. You wrote 39 of them. 39 stripes for your salvation, your healing, and more. Is it safe to say that I'm going to find a stripe in here to cover just about any area in my life where I need God's miracle working power and blood?
Yes. I did it for two reasons. One, the 39 stripes Jesus took for us that cut him like it did and pulled the flesh right off the back,
sure.
So forth. That would have, you know, the Romans knew what they were doing and they
sure.
were good at that.
Yeah.
Also, because I believe 40 is a number of victory. And 39, if we get into one stripe per day and just plead the blood of Jesus over that situation, your situation, no doubt, your situation is in this book.
Mm. And no doubt that situation is going to change.
Yes, that's right. It could be peace.
Mm-hmm.
It could be understanding. I read the Bible, but I can't understand the
mm-hmm.
Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It could be understanding. It could be deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
It could be demon possessions or work. It could be healing. It's all covered in the book, 39 Stripes. And it does apply. If you study it, read it, get into it, you will find the one that will affect your life.
Powerful. And you've seen the result of this book in people's lives, people who get it, people who read it, people who apply it, people who plead that blood. You've seen the results, have you not?
Seen the results. When we do our miracle services,
mm-hmm.
I call it a healing school because I teach on healing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start to pray for the sick. You've probably seen it, been around it, where that I'll say, who's the lady with a migraine? She comes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the man over here with a tumor to the stomach? He comes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one over here with a hernia at the end of your sternum? God just healed somebody with a hernia at the end of the sternum.
Wow.
I just felt it.
Wow.
It happened right where we're sitting
here.
Wow,
right wow, now. Wow, wow.
It's happened in Jesus' name. I knew it was going to happen today, and it's happening quickly now. But God will use that, and when they come forth and we pray for them, I always, when I am praying for you, I am talking to that disease.
Yeah.
I'm coming against that disease.
Amen.
I take authority over that disease
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus, but I always plead the blood.
That's good.
Always.
And you always
plead the blood.
Will see it work.
And it works.
Every time.
It works. Prayed for a woman in Iquitos, Peru, a jungle city, been dead 6.5 hours.
My God.
They brought her to my crusade. She laid on a homemade cot for 6 hours. Her husband and her son bring her to me. What's wrong with this lady? She's dead. I said, sir, she's dead. She died this afternoon. I said, you brought her here for what reason? They said, for God to raise her up. I mean, they're getting on to me. They're talking to me like, we want God to raise our mama up.
Goodness.
I knelt beside her. I anointed her with oil. I told death to leave her. I pleaded the blood of Jesus. I blew in her face and she woke up. She woke up. Listen, I could take you to her home. She's still alive today. That's been 5 years. God raised the woman from the dead. Don't tell me the blood doesn't work.
The blood has power, but also those people came to you believing God was going to show up.
And the son.
Yeah.
God's going to raise our mama, our husband, our wife up.
You didn't do anything.
Oh.
Their belief.
That's right.
And the blood of Jesus did it.
And you speak to death. I told death, listen, you can plead the blood of Jesus over death. I spoke to death. Authority over death said, death, you can't have this woman. Release her.
Mm. It's life from death in finances. It's life that can be restored from death in a relationship. That's the kind of thing that the blood can do. Am I right?
You're right. When we seek after God and give Him priority, listen, the more time you spend with God, the more favor you get from God.
That's right. That's right.
The more time you spend in His presence, the more favor you'll get. We have church programmed 3 songs, offering, prayer, 20 minutes out the door.
Yeah.
There's no program for the Holy Spirit to show up and do the work. We don't program that into our church service anymore.
Yeah.
But if we program some time for the Holy Spirit and for the blood of Jesus to work, we will see miracles after miracles. God wants to do that.
Yeah, He does. Right now, as we're watching the program, God can do something. God's ready to show up. He's ready to do what only He can do in the believer's life. Am I right?
You're right. Let's get back to having God in our homes and not just go to church and have God at our church.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be walking the living room, bedrooms, kitchen area, den in our homes.
It's good.
And plead the blood.
But you got to know how to do it.
Yes, and here we teach you.
And so you're teaching how to plead the blood. You're teaching what the stripes are for. You're teaching how we can receive the miracle working power of God. And you cover all of this in this book.
It's all covered. It's 39 chapters. We call it stripes. Mm-hmm. It's 39 chapters on the blood. And it's talking about deliverance from evil. Satan, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But we can take authority over him because he hates it when we preach on the blood.
Wow.
For salvation, for deliverance, mm-hmm. for peace, mm-hmm. life is in the blood.
And you know, in the book, you really deal with what the blood does. The blood being for your atonement. The blood being for your forgiveness. The blood being for your redemption. The blood makes you God's possession. And so much more.
Souls need to be saved. Yep. People need to be healed.
Amen.
Delivered, set free. Demons need to run. How is that going to happen today in this world we're living in right now? It's because of the blood.
When Christ made that ultimate sacrifice for our sins, when it was done, His arm stretched out and He declared, "It is finished."
Mm-hmm.
What was finished, Tommy?
His assignment that God sent Him to do. Mm-hmm. It is finished.
Mm-hmm. And that blood that was shed for our salvation, it was also shed for our healing. And a lot of people are in a really tough spot today. They need those types of prayers. They need that kind of power. They need that type of understanding that your book provides, but also that the blood will provide.
Healing is available today just as much healing was available when Jesus walked this earth. From cerebral palsy, to blind eyes coming open, to deaf ears coming open, to tumors disappearing.
Goodness.
And that is today.
Alive and well today.
Right now.
Not
the healing is for today. The stripes were not for just that time when Jesus was at the post taking the 39 stripes for us. That was for today.
Why are we not seeing that kind of power? I mean, when I look at your book and I'm making a decision, A, to get it, B, to read it, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for an understanding. I'm looking for a revelation. I'm looking for an ability to see into the portals of glory, into the portals of power, into the portals of what I need, which is healing to come now. Is that why you wrote it?
Yes. Jesus bled the very first time from when they put the thorns on His head.
Yeah.
Because the enemy wants our mind.
Mm.
He wants our mind.
Sure. Sure He does. That's where the battlefield is.
The battlefield is in the mind. So healing is not today. Who teaches that? A lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, that was when the disciples walked the earth because they were followers of Jesus and so forth, but not today. Well, if the enemy can install that in the minds of people, then they're already defeated because they say in their mind, "This can't happen to me.
Yeah.
I am not good enough to be healed. You're kidding me."
Mm.
God can heal you, but He can't heal me. That's another lie of the devil.
Absolutely.
It's the enemy coming against you. The woman with the issue of blood, you know what she said in Mark chapter 5?
Mm.
"If I may touch the hem of His garment." She said that where? In her own self.
Yeah.
So healing starts in us.
Yes, it does.
Not an outward source, but it starts in our mind, in our belief. Ask, believe, receive. Amen. Ask.
Amen.
And I'm a preacher that's going to ask you to ask verbally. Ask of God, not unspoken, mm-hmm. but ask mm-hmm. of God. And then believe what you're asking.
Yeah.
I believe God can do this.
Yes, He can.
And I know He will do it.
And you've seen it.
I've seen it.
You're seeing miracles happen.
We see it in services all across the United States.
Well.
Canada, the Caribbean. It's happening just like it's happening around the world. We're in the end times and God is pouring out His Spirit. And part of that Spirit is our healing so that we can testify of the goodness of Jesus Christ.
Amen. One of the first stripes in your book is that this blood will give you life. What are you telling us there?
Life means when we accept Jesus Christ. That is life.
Yes, it is.
And without Him, we don't have real life.
There's a lot of people that are just kind of going through the motions. They don't feel like they're living at all. They're living a paycheck by paycheck existence. They're working a job that feels like a dead end. Their marriages are struggling and they're sick. That's not living.
No.
But the blood gives you life.
The blood gives you life. Life is in the blood. The blood cleanses, sets free, delivers. The vilest sinner in all the world can call on that name of Jesus.
Amen.
And plead the blood and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And that's our goal. That's why we preach this gospel, is to, for sinners to be saved, for those that need to be healed to be healed, delivered and set free, and come against the enemy.
Amen.
I've said it before and I'll say it again before this program's over. Satan does not like for us to teach on the blood.
No, he does not. Because the blood does something. The blood changes things. The blood shifts things. The blood propels us towards God's purpose for our life and His destiny that He has awaiting our lives. And the devil wants to stop that.
What we're trying to do with this book is teach them it's for your salvation, it's for healing, but it's for much, much more.
It's for restoration.
Oh, yeah.
One of your chapters, Stripe 9, is that this blood is for your redemption. And while we understand redemption, you know, that we are being brought back to the place that God has for us, God also wants to add to our lives. Amen? He wants to restore what the enemy has stolen. Am I getting it right?
You're getting it right.
Getting back what we've lost, what the enemy has stolen from us, that's a big need today. You know, so many people are still recovering from a financial disaster. They've lost a job. They've lost a spouse. They've lost someone that they love. And they've been praying and seeking God. God, please show up. Give back to me what the enemy has stolen, he's robbed from us. Can the blood bring that to our life?
The blood can bring that to your life. Now, here's what I like to teach. We've got our checkbook in front of us. They're sitting there and it's time to pay our bills.
Sure, sure.
Take a few minutes and plead the blood and pray over that.
Wow.
Situation. Don't just do it. Just take a few minutes. Say, God, this is yours.
That's right.
This is yours. Thank you for giving it to me. Thank you, Lord, you provided for me.
Amen.
Now multiply it, Lord.
Amen.
And plead the blood over your finances and watch God start working. Believe it when you do it.
There's power in the blood.
Power in the blood. Believe it when you do it.
You talk about a lot in this book, Pastor Tommy. So many stripes, 39 of them. It is full of revelation and understanding and so much that, you know, we don't know, that I didn't know about just what the blood will do. It's really important for us to understand it, isn't it?
Understand it. And this is a teaching book. You could, it's a good read, but you will learn. And when you learn, we need to apply. In other words, it's an application book. We learn these steps of getting close to God and getting in God's presence and pleading the blood of Jesus over every situation. And it teaches us step by step by step. By His stripes, we are healed. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
We were healed, 1 Peter. We were healed. It's done when He took the stripes for us by the blood of Jesus. So it teaches us all the revelation that I could put together that God and the Holy Spirit of God led me to do.
The Spirit of God just downloads to you a revelation.
Dreams, visions, revelations. Jesus has actually been in the room with me. Age 10, dying with hepatitis C. We called it yellow jaundice in that day. And I'm dying, 3 or 4 days to live in a Birmingham hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. Mother is praying with me. My aunt is praying with me that morning. And my mother, you know what she's doing?
Pleading the blood.
Heal my boy and I'll give him to you. That's what my mother said. God, heal my boy and I'll give him to you. When my mother did that, instantly, the power of God entered my room. I got a brand new liver in 1 second. My mother is pleading the blood.
My God.
And I was instantly healed at age 10 of hepatitis C. Not a drop in my bloodstream. You can do it today. Give me a blood test. You can't tell I ever had hepatitis in my life. You know, residue is in your bloodstream.
Yeah, of course. course.
From cancer, from leukemia, from any disease.
Yeah.
It's not in mine.
We wouldn't find it.
It's
covered by the blood.
Covered by the blood.
The blood of Jesus washes away all pain, and it washes away all heartache and sorrow. It washes away all shame and guilt. It washes away our past mistakes. It washes away your pain and your suffering. It heals, it cleanses. The blood of Christ is so thorough.
Yes.
You don't need anything else.
True.
It does everything that was purposed and set in motion to do. But for some reason, we fall short of staking claim, possessing, receiving what that blood was intended for. Why is that?
When we go to church today, we worship today, maybe we don't hear this message on the blood, but we can get into it and study ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want our viewers to do today. Yes, I want you to go to church and worship and come together as a group of Christians worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to walk through your apartment.
Yeah.
I want you to walk through your home.
Amen.
Through your place of business.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what I want you to do. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to call out every child and grandchild's name.
Praise
and
God.
Plead the blood of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to call out your wife or husband, your spouse, and plead the blood of Jesus.
And call out those financial problems,
that's
right?
That's it, exactly.
Call out that job promotion.
Yes.
Call out the needs that the believer has. Keep going. Yeah. I'm listening to you.
Then you go into the room where your children sleep.
Yeah.
They're at school. Are they at work?
Oh, yeah.
Go into their rooms and plead the blood of Jesus. Take your bottle of oil.
Amen.
Anoint their pillows, anoint their bed, anoint the doors on your house. Plead the blood of Jesus and say, angels of God, you can come on this property anytime you want to.
Amen.
But demons, you have no right here.
No authority.
By the blood of Jesus, and you have no authority by the blood of Jesus. Stay
Amen.
Off this property. Sickness and disease, you cannot come on this property by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
But health and healing, you can come into my family anytime you want to. We receive it today. That's what I'm preaching now. That's what I'm talking about, getting into the blood.
And will this blood for you help us discover how to pray?
Yes.
How to plead the blood. How to fight like you're talking about.
How to use the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. How to plead the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How to call upon the name of God. And then believe what you're saying when you do it. You come in agreement. Learn to take authority. This blood gives us that authority.
Yeah, it does.
And we need to learn to take authority. 39 stripes. The number 40 is the victory number.
Mm.
The day 40 is victory number.
Yeah.
So if you will take this for 39 days, slip out of that bed on your knees, just take the book and do one stripe a day.
Wow.
Then look at number 40 coming.
Wow.
On that 40th day, here it comes.
Wow.
And then start all over if you need to.
Wow.
Get to the point where you know these 39 stripes. You've got to memorize. You know the verses that apply to each stripe.
Goodness.
So you can quote those verses. Because you're going to meet someone at work. You'll meet someone at school. You're going to meet someone at church. A friend, a loved one, a family member that you're going to say, oh yeah, the blood cleanses. Let's pray for that.
Wow.
Oh, the blood delivers. Let's pray for that. And you know the verse. You've learned the stripe. You've learned the 39 verses that are in this book. And you can apply that to family members. You can apply that to friends and loved ones because you know it. So you get it involved.
My God.
It invades your mind with the Word of God.
Wow.
Over and over again, you apply it. Apply the blood.
Tommy, I want to thank you for being on the program. And I want to thank you for putting this book together. And I just want to encourage people that are watching, it's time to get back to the old paths. It's time to recover what the enemy has stolen. It's time to discover the kind of power, healing, miracle working power that can be available to you, found in the blood of Jesus. And I just want to encourage you to get your hands on this amazing book, This Blood's for You, 39 Stripes for Your Salvation, Your Healing, and More. My announcer is going to come share this with you. We'll be right back.
Every favor, benefit, and blessing we receive is because of the blood of Christ. The suffering Jesus endured was not only for our salvation, healing, and deliverance, but for our protection, peace, sanctification, righteousness, and ultimately, our eternal inheritance. Evangelist Tommy Combs' book, This Blood's for You, will demonstrate to you how each of the 39 stripes inflicted on the body of Christ were for your salvation, healing, and more. 39 chapters for 39 stripes, each detailing what the blood shed by Christ is doing in your life today. Use this teaching as a 39-day devotional, devoting time daily to discover and thank the Lord for all He's done for you. This Blood's For You will guide you through Scripture as you grow in understanding of the power of the blood. As you read, you'll see that from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about the blood. It speaks, it cleans, it makes whole, and it overcomes any circumstances you face. As part of this exclusive offer, when you order today, Damon will also send you the Scripture Companion Series to the 39 Stripes on audio CD. Evangelist Tommy Combs will empower you with teaching on the very scriptures that correspond to each of the 39 stripes so that you can speak and declare them over your life. Every day, you need to start out by pleading the blood of Jesus over your life and circumstances. You will then gain the victory and destroy the enemy's plans and watch God do extraordinary things in your life. But that's not all. Damon also wants to send you the full-length, uncut interview with evangelist Tommy Combs, full of biblical insight and spiritual revelation that we didn't have time to include in this broadcast, including a special prayer for you, the viewer. No matter what circumstances you're facing, when you trust God, study His Word, and plead the blood of Jesus, He can restore peace and abundance to your life. Sickness, worry, depression, lack, fear, and relationship struggles can be stopped when you take a step of faith to empower yourself with the power of Christ. Your life should be one of abundance and peace because His blood is for you. Don't wait another day to start living the life He intends you to have. Pick up the phone now to call and place your order. You'll receive Tommy Combs' new book, This Blood's For You, the 39 Stripes Scriptural Teaching on audio CD, and the full-length, uncut, one-on-one interview. All of these resources are yours for your gift amount of $39. You have nothing to lose but a life of victory to gain. Call.
I just want to encourage you one more time to make one call that can make all of the difference in your life and get you these resources that I know will help move you in the direction that God has for you. Amen. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell someone about this program and then let us know that this program has been a blessing to you. May God richly bless you. We'll see you again next time right here on One-on-One.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.